Emily got a fucking chill, nice time, and then Alex had to kill people.
Alex had to.
Look, I did not have a lot of options, fellas. I'll be honest.
Me and you both were like, had to.
This is like. Oh, I had to pound Tina or whatever.
That cement block.
Look, that granite motherfucker.
She'll never take it for granted.
Last time on the mad streets of Unova, Lip had what may have been the second worst night of his life. Despondent, he now returns to Castalia to meet up with the rest of the crew. Will they be honest about their adventures? Where will they go now? Let's find out together on today's episode of The Mad Streets of Unova.
Welcome to Backyard Bards. I am your GM this evening, Austin. We got the gang all back together again. Please introduce yourselves.
Buongiorno. It's me, Alex. I am fresh back from a Europe vacation in my time off. So happy to be reunited with my gang. I only know buongiorno, grazie, and prego. So I've exhausted all the Italian I'll use for this episode. The end. That's all I had to say.
Strasvicha.
Don't clap.
I need to start capping off my intros with the end more frequently, I think.
My turn. Okay. Strasvicha.
Okay. We're all starting with my turn and ending with the end from now on. Sorry.
All right. I'm up. Right. I'm going to go now.
Yo, I'm saying something cool. I'm going to say it a third time. Austin, cut all of that so it sounds cooler. Strasvicha. Yeah. My name is Emily. I took a semester of Russian in college, so that I feel like has prepared me for today's episode. I will be playing Violet.
Ah, das Vidanya is all I know. What does that mean?
You're welcome, I think.
Sick. Yes. Okay.
Maybe thank you. I don't know. If you speak Russian, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry in advance. Okay, Ian.
And my turn. I'm your average white guy, Drew. I don't know any other languages. I took some Spanish a little bit in high school, but that didn't pan out well.
You don't even know hola?
Don't even know the hello.
Yeah, I mean, I know, yeah. And la biblioteca, Timo, yeah, all of that. But yeah, I'm Drew. I'll be playing Lip Lavender, your local land law associate. So, I'm excited to get in here.
I'd like to retroactively take away my the end. I'm playing Victor Lane. I forgot to mention that.
Incredible.
I also forgot to mention that I too am excited to be reunited with the group after our adventures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, I'm undoing my VN. I just got my passport in, so I can now go to another country where I don't speak the language.
Let's see that picture.
White boy no longer.
Yeah, VN.
Do you have plans on doing that?
I do. I'm going to the Dominican Republic for my honeymoon.
Oh, nice. You do that on the 1 year?
Is yeah.
That
right?
So yeah, you mentioned that smart. Before. Yeah,
yeah, that's
cool. Drew, show us the passport photo now.
I can't do that. I'm so sorry.
Yes, you can. I'll show you mine. I'll trade these.
No, I look like...
Alex just ready to pull out that passport. He ready to talk about anything related to his trip.
I look like a serial killer.
Please give me the in to talk about Italy, Drew. I need this.
No. And so with that, take us away, Austin.
Let's talk about y'all's eventual meeting. Mm-hmm. So I think what I want to do is I want us to decide where we meet, and then mm-hmm. we'll go to where we are, and then we'll work our way there.
Houseboat.
So Vic has had a hell of a time, and I think what he needs badly is some real well-deserved R&R. So he's going straight to the hotel that we have booked for another couple days, and I will be ordering a shitload of room service. And I'm sure they have an on-site spa / masseuse service. I'm going to get me some of that. This is all in a desperate bid to give myself some hit points back that I really badly need.
I would love to know, did Vic somehow come into some money during his adventure? Because...
No, but it's... Well, we put a credit card down.
He paid Lips in cash.
Credit card.
We paid in cash. Okay, yeah. Well, usually you just say, like, oh, charge it to the room, and we're doing that.
Now, Austin, do you have an order for us appearing back in the city, or...
I do, yeah.
Oh, never mind then.
Well, so Vic is the first Whoopsies. One. Vic is the first one back.
Hotel, let's go. Woo! Pidgeot Bonvoy.
Followed by Violet at the end of that day, and then Lip the next morning.
I think Violet is also going back to the hotel. She is desperate to find the rest of the group. You know, she's been on her own. And so she's like, all right, they're either going to the houseboat or the hotel. And you know what? I'm taking my ass to the hotel. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not going to that houseboat. So
I would like to have it so that when you get back to the hotel room, Vic is already in like a robe and slippies provided. And he's like, help yourself to some room service.
You know what? Violet is like so into it. She's like, I really needed this. And she's also.
We deserve this.
Yes. I'm also going hard on that room service. I tell you that right now. And I order Princess Sprinkle the Home Alone 2 ice cream. Well, I guess it's in Home Alone 1. The ice cream. Like, you know what I'm talking about? No, in Home Alone 2 when he's at the hotel and he gets like all the ice cream. Basically that, but like sprinkles. Like just lots of sprinkles.
I've never seen Home Alone 2. I'm furiously Googling Home Alone 2 ice cream right now.
I like to think that I convince Vic to put on a face mask and some cucumbers that we stole from the spa.
Yes, absolutely. He is there for it right now.
Okay, I want to take a step back. Are you guys...
We are in our self-care night, okay?
Are you guys not surprised to see each other?
Oh, right.
Oh. I saw the food and I said,
right, I forgot we were tragically separated by
it. I literally have just eaten nothing but fish with what's their name, Lawrence and Chuck. Okay.
So, I've eaten literally fuck all. So Vic was hungry. That's all I could think about. But yeah, I'm sorry. So when she comes to the room, I'm like, oh my God, you're alive.
You're alive.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I'm barely hanging in there. Like, I am bleeding, I think, profusely through my shirt, probably.
Vic, you're bleeding profusely. Perhaps you should go to the hospital before in this robe and room service.
Okay, so you're bleeding profusely, and you say, I go to the spa, and are expecting that to work out?
Look, a mud bath can work wonders, brother.
He's like, what, am I going to go to the hospital?
Keep fighting the blood?
Yeah, I'm just like, I just have blood and mud all over my robe.
In his defense, I think he has a reason not to go to the hospital at this juncture, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in all fairness, yeah, I am kind of technically an escapee of sorts, so I don't think putting my name in any official thing is currently wise, but there's a great... The acupuncture is basically I'll use the good old the Eastern medicine to heal my wounds at the spa.
And let me tell you something. I feel like after that, Violet, you know, just got here by boat. It's been a long day. I feel like she's walking in. She's seeing Vic looking messed up, knowing we can't go to the hospital, and so she's
Can you also not go to the hospital?
No, you. I just know. I mean,
oh, just
first,
me. Okay.
First it was Lip. First, Lip couldn't. Like, Lip had that run mm-hmm. in at, with the Conkeldurr. So I'm like, you know what? I literally walk it. Violet walks in and it's like, Vic, can we just Can we just rehash tomorrow? Like, can we just take a night, you know?
Absolutely. And as I say that, Doc is going to come out of the bathroom too, like door opens, steam disperses, and he's walking on two legs and looks incredibly different. Almost like, you know, he's like much greener and has arms now. And he goes, quack. And I just... and I'm...
Quick.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed. Violet's gonna go, Doc, is that you?
Oh yeah, that's Doc. He got like taller and fucking weird looking. I don't know. His voice got deeper. I don't know what the fuck happened, but we were fighting something. And look at my boy. He's all fucking gangly, and I guess it's his teenage phase. I don't know how Pokemon age, but I guess that's what happens.
Wow, Doc, look at you. And I like to think that Princess Sprinkle is like excitedly like hovering around Doc, like kind of encircling him and just like just happy and excited to be reunited with a friend. I imagine all of our Pokemon.
Oh, I like to think so. Yeah, I think our Pokemon have a much better dynamic than us.
Yes.
Just they're all it's always like mom and dad are fighting again.
You're aware of how like evolution for Pokemon works, right? Like you are like, I don't know what's going on. You're just taller and whatnot.
So like in my mind, right? Vic knows what a Lotad is. He has no fucking clue what a Lombre is. And he's like, fucking weird looking. That guy's lips turned red. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Not as red as a Charmander's asshole.
Not as red as a Charmander's asshole, mind you. But yeah, it's
fair. Okay.
Red as a Goldeen's lips. Goldeen have lips, right? Am I fucking on crack?
I don't know if they're not white. I haven't looked at a picture.
I'm going to hit that Goldeen.
I was just like, I really paid attention to Goldeen's lips, let me tell you.
You know, they're pink. So some reason, I really, in my mind, remember Goldeen does not has like lipstick on. That's I have not ordered a Goldeen fleshlight recently. Who said that? Anyway... Austin cut that.
I'm glad that it was said, you know.
Austin cut that. And
it's probably staying in. But not in the Goldeen fleshlight though.
Did you say recently?
Yeah, I was trying to learn more about Pokemon, guys. I think Vic is kind of oblivious to Pokemon in general. He doesn't really know what the fuck is going on. He's just like, yeah, he's bigger and stronger, and now I don't have to tape a gun to his head. He can hold one.
Interesting.
Which Vic is very excited about.
His fingers are kind of short and stubby, though.
His finger, yeah, he might have trouble pulling the trigger, but he can hold it. I like to think he like kind of pancakes, like alligator hands it with both hands, and just like, he's got it. I do not have a gun, though, unfortunately. Guns are gone.
You do have a weapon, though.
I do have a weapon, but not a gun anymore. I've been stripped of my weapons.
What?
All right.
I know. This is really hard. I've lost a big part of my identity in my away episode, guys.
Wow.
Like, I don't know how I'm going to start every combat now without being able to say I start blasting. I really don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it's going
to
be...
Well, I assume you're going to be like, I'm trying not to fight right now.
Yeah, so. Mostly that's going to be me. I would like to imagine that after the spa, we've had a nice bonding time, and we're just gabbing a couple of good old friends. We're in we have our towel head wraps, cucumbers are off the eyes, but we're in our robes and slippies, and I'm just like, yeah, so then Kenny put me in fucking jail, right, little dickhead? And
Kenny?
Yeah, after you guys fucking left me on the dock, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Doc, like, snaps your attention. Away.
Yeah, he locked me up, and then I did a most daring escape using a little boy to help. You might remember him from the alley.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Hiyo, that little piece of shit. I used him as sort of a little boy ward at the time, but he's
what
in my apartment right now because I felt bad abandoning him. What was that?
Vic? Well, hold on. Okay, two things. One, what was he doing there? And two,
you know, Hiyo, as you might remember, Hiyo, you might remember, likes to speak in non-answers mostly. So I don't really know, but I needed the help escaping, and he seemed to help.
Are you lying for Hiyo?
Hi. Well, I remember he was like vague about it. He was like, "Oh, he got in a scrap or well, no, he shattered a window or something." But it's also like Hiyo is full of shit all the time. So I like that felt like a lie to me. I really don't know. But yeah, so then Hiyo, me and him escape, which the escape went phenomenally. I think I did this really cool thing where I tripped a guard with shirt buttons and then Hiyo suffocated him, maybe to death. I'm not super sure on that one, to be honest with you. And then we went out and then we had to fight another guard. We cattle prodded him again, maybe to death. I'm not too sure on that one. I like to think he's mostly stunned. But I went and got Doc out of the pound that is attached. Grabbed this cool capture sphere, and I'm gonna hold up the currently not working capture sphere. And so I have this now in case we need it. And so then after that, we get out, and Hayo's like, "Hey, can you help me beat up my mom?" And I said, "Well, I'm not gonna punch your mom, Hiyo. That's fucked up. Why would I ever punch your mom?" And so we go over, because she's been apparently beating the children. And me, as a man of character, I say, "Well, I can't. I'll have to talk some sense into this lady." So we go down to the apartment. I walk in, she's gunked up out of her fucking mind, and, you know, I tell her, "Hey, I'm gonna flush your drugs down the toilet, I'm a cop, and you're lucky I don't arrest you." I was lying, of course, but then she says no, comes at me, so instinctively I punch her in the fucking teeth. Yeah. So, once I do that, the goddamn mist monster comes out of her fucking mouth, and now, next thing I know, I'm fighting a purple mist monster. Lotad's putting in
mist monster?
Yeah, it was purple and as cold as all hell. I tried to open a window and shoo it out, but it started attacking us. So then Doc is putting in the work. He's spitting water in its throat. He's draining its life force. He's frisbeeing around the room and hitting it in the head. I'm getting mostly my ass kicked, I believe. But, you know, in the midst of all this, Doc grows his fucking arms and legs. And I'm like, "Well, this is sick as hell." And then the mist monster runs away. And now I'm here.
Well, Vic, that is quite the story.
Thanks. I thought it was pretty cool. My great escape and punching of an old woman was pretty cool.
And so, are we concerned about this mist monster? Just loose?
It went out the window, and after that, I am in no, like, as my wound is again once bleeding, I go, "Oh, fuck, it's open again." And
yeah.
I'm like, I do not have the energy or time to chase it right now, to be honest with you.
Fair, very fair. Any idea what that mist monster could be? What it could mean?
You know, I did a natural world check. I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. It had big teeth and it laughed a lot, but that's about all I got.
Interesting.
Well, it wasn't so much laugh as it was snickering. I don't know if snickering's the right word, but he was, you know, doing like shit like that. Very rude. He's like, hey, you know.
Interesting. Well, Vic, I'm so glad that you made it out, even if it's by a thread, but at least
yeah,
you're here.
I will
now
point out, I am definitely wanted by the police now, as I have assaulted, possibly killed two guards, and was already in jail as is. So I am a wanted man, so we're using fake names from now on. When we're in public, I'd very much prefer you call me Hector.
Oh, okay. Hector.
You hardly know her.
I can't wait for someone to call me Hector. I go, "I hardly know her." And everyone's like,
"Yeah."
Oh, boy. So how are you? What have you been up to? Again, I saw you jumping off a pier.
I was, Vic. And I am so sorry to have left you, but I was truly panicking.
It's okay. I'm just furious.
What an incident we went through, you know, and I was just following Lip. I felt like of the two paths, I felt like perhaps following Lip might lead to a safer route, which, to be honest, it did. So I'm happy with that choice. I just hate it for you, but.
So you maybe didn't kill people then.
I did not. So after I jumped off of the bridge, I was in the water for a bit and hold on. I was in the water for a bit. Let me just, as I'm thinking here, as the memories are coming back to me. From earlier today. Yes. Oh God, that all happened today. Oh my
Yeah, you guys are at the end of this day, basically.
Yeah.
God, what a day. What a day. Okay.
She's already got the memories repressed. It was that bad.
Yeah, like Chuck and Lawrence dropped you off at the pier, like not even like an hour ago, you know. So.
Oh my God.
Chuck and Lawrence.
So, right. Okay. So, I was rescued by this wonderful, lovely gay couple, Chuck and Lawrence. Very unthreatening. I was a little shocked, I'll be honest, Vic, when I woke up and I saw a man. I was just in this man's house and I said, it's over for me. But luckily, they...
I mean, it could be worse. You could be stuck in a house with a bear.
You know what, Vic? You're right. Thank you. I wasn't, though. So I was woken up. Apparently, Chuck and Lawrence had visited a soothsayer before their fishing trip. Their soothsayer told them that they would find something in their catch that day. And what do you know? It was me and Princess Sprinkle. And so I entertained these men and went to the soothsayer to fulfill, you know, we'll see what's going on. See what if there was any reason, perhaps, that they would have caught me. Anyways, Chuck and Lawrence asked me to do it. Okay, so I did it. And I went to the soothsayer, and it turns out there's a lot happening with that soothsayer. And
What? Hold up. What does that mean?
So while I was at the soothsayer, she gave me a tarot reading. I don't know if you're familiar.
Isn't that witchcraft?
Of a sort. But I figured while I was there, when in Rome, right?
When in Rome, yes. Arrivederci.
When in... what's the Rome equivalent in the Pokemon world?
Pokerome.
Yeah, so anyways, the soothsayer, her name was Maisley, by the way. She gave me a reading.
Maisley?
Maisley, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Like Paisley with an M.
More
as far
like...
as pronunciation goes, yes.
Yes. Let's just say it that way. Okay. So yeah, she gave me a reading. It was very insightful. I may or may not have had a vision or so. And what I mean by vision, I mean, I think some real shit is going on in Unova currently.
I mean, what were your visions? Do we need to wait for Lip to get back here to talk about it?
I think so. I think it would be best, but I felt like it was a very insightful trip. I arrived back. Chuck and Lawrence, their gracious souls, brought me back here to Castilia in one piece. And yeah, now I think I have unlocked some new psychic abilities. It's great. So I feel like that'll definitely help us, right?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. It sounds like you had a great time. Like you
I
just
did.
Got,
it truly.
You know, it's sort of adopted by this wonderful gay couple and had a nice mm-hmm. fortune reading. And it's, mm-hmm. man, I had to kill people. If there was some sort of god pulling our strings, he is a vengeful, spiteful son of a bitch, is what I'll say.
Right.
Also, I did tell Hayo I was going to come back the next day to pick up my keys because I didn't want him to spend the night in his piss and B.O. stank apartment with his possibly dying mother. She was convulsing at the time, but we called an ambulance. I really haymakered the bitch. So I need to get my key back from Hayo tomorrow. That is just on my list of things to do.
I really hope Lip's okay. I'm assuming you haven't heard anything.
I thought he was with you, to be honest. When you guys both dove off the pier, I assumed you guys had, you know, swam swiftly through the choppy waters with ease. And so I figured you might be together, but I hope he's okay too. But we'll see. I think the best course of action is to wait right here mm-hmm. and not check in on the man we've left hostage in the houseboat.
Right. Yes. I don't even know what you're referring to. Look, what are you talking about?
A human can go multiple days without drinking water. We're only at like a day and a half, so it's fine. A doc, I would like to think quacks in agreement with me, being an expert on water himself.
Great.
You know, Violet is just worn out, so she's just like, whatever you say, Vic.
So who's getting the couch bed?
There's not one.
There was not. Yeah. What was the bed situation in the hotel room? It's been a while.
Yeah. So Lip slept in the bed by himself. I guess him and Buttons.
Piece of shit.
Vic and Vic and Lotad slept on the floor in the bathroom, and Violet and Princess Sprinkle slept on the floor.
Hmm.
Yeah. Emily was not happy about it. She was like, can we bring in a cot? Can we get blankets, can we get pillows, a cot, please? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you guys were like roasting her for that.
We definitely need to rock. Violet's definitely not going to just give up the bed. Okay. So if you want it.
You tried to take it when you originally came to the hotel room.
Yeah.
You were like, Princess Sprinkle jumps in the bed. Oh, I guess it's mine.
I guess it's mine. I guess.
Sorry, Lip.
She called bed shotgun.
You know what? You know what, Vic? Vic, listen. Against my better judgment, you are actively bleeding. So, you know what? I will allow you and Doc the bed.
You know what? I don't want to get blood on the sheets and incur an additional cleaning cost at this point. So, you know what? The bathroom, if you curl around the toilet in just the right way and the coolness of the tile, really, really gets you into a nice slumber.
I love that for you, Vic. Well, then that works out perfectly.
Can I just get one extra pillow, though, maybe? I remember when I asked Lip, he said, no, these are all mine. And he started building a little pillow for it. And I was like, what the fuck, Lip? Just a single pillow? And he said, no, I'm cozy. And I said, wow, that's incredibly rude, Lip. Mm-hmm. So if I could just have one pillow is all I'm asking for.
Okay. You know what, Vic? Sure. No. Look at us. Would you look at us? That would have been funny, but Violet's too nice, okay? Violet's too nice, so I won't just be mean for the bit, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I 100% would have been.
Yeah, this fort idea sounds really good.
This, you know, as Violet is creating a fort herself, she's like,
oh. She's like halfway through the fort.
Like, Vic's over here like, Lip was a big meaty, wouldn't give me a pillow.
Yeah, about that. You know what, Vic? Here you go. Vic, I feel like, look at us. Would you look at us? Hey, really turn in a corner.
We're living our best lives, in a sense.
We are. You know, maybe Lip was the problem all along in our group dynamic.
You might be onto something. In fact, I don't think he's been entirely truthful with us this entire time. He's a shady character. I have that detective's intuition.
Awesome. Yeah. Cue the flashback, the cutaway scene to what's happening to my character right now at this point in time.
I like to imagine he's like Quantum of Solace ball tortured or something.
Oh, God.
Lip's going through it.
God. Yeah, Lip is, while you guys are having this conversation, he is having a bad time.
We're having a spa day and he's just getting fucked up.
He is actually having a bad time.
Like, I can't wait to hear about it.
I beat up a guard and I'm in a nice gay couple and they're sticking me through the butt right now. Like, oh God. Please.
Okay, I'd like to point out, Drew tried to obfuscate my words. I killed people, maybe. All right, not beat them up.
You keep like minimizing what you did by saying maybe, like they might not be dead.
Look, but the mental toll of a maybe murder is still a lot. Okay,
you guys killed part of that guard until he did not move anymore.
He might have been taking a nap.
I think the only question is whether it was you or Hayo that dealt the killing blow.
Sizzle.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on.
I'm calling it a maybe murder, and we'll chalk it up to that.
It's a definitely murder. It's
so
a,
call it maybe.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm sorry. We were talking about distributing pillows and shit.
We sure were.
Yeah.
Okay, Bella is going to be handing Vic a pillow. Sorry, God, I'm talking so slow. Violet's going to hand Vic a pillow, and Princess Sprinkle is going to be like grouchy about it. She's like, one less pillow for us.
You know, my base instinct was to bop hit with a pillow and scream pillow fight, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to I'm gonna like run the shower on hot with the door closed so it kind of gets a nice steam to it, so I can get like very much a nice like little warm steam room to sleep in. That's my move now.
Incredible.
Interesting.
Thank you.
You guys go to sleep. You guys each get back one hit point for you and your Pokemon.
Oh, baby. We're in business now at a whopping two hit points. I can...
Not even the spa day. The healing spa day and conversation.
The spa day didn't give me an extra one.
No. Also, you each get back 1d10 luck points.
Okay. I mean, what if I told you that the spa had cryotherapy to de-age me even a little bit? Would that do anything for you if I said that?
I'm sorry, are you saying dumb shit? I didn't even hear you said.
Yeah, I said, what if I told you the spa had like cryotherapy for de-aging? So that
I would say absolutely not. It's incredibly dumb. All right.
Okay. Well, tell that to Kim Kardashian. So.
We're gonna pick up with Lip. The taxi that brought you back from the Birmingham farm pulls into Castalia as the sun is coming up. So what do you do once you're back in Castalia?
So I'm headed to the houseboat.
Yeah, so my question is, why would you go back to the houseboat?
I assume everyone is going to be headed that way to check on the person that is supposed to be there.
Okay, well, I'm gonna skip some stuff, but yeah, you get there and you discover that's not the case.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I look around to see if anyone's left a note, like they've been here.
There's no signs that either of them have been here. The most recent footprints are your own, from when you were here.
You once again cut, and it's me and Vic. It's Violet and Vic having another spa day.
They're at the common at breakfast now.
Yes, the breakfast.
We're sitting there, like, just waiting in line at the omelet station. Yeah, I'm like, I hear the alarm going off on your... You gotta flip your waffle.
Did I ever get a shower?
No.
Okay, so yeah, I am just covered in dirt, dust, debris, mud, blood. Yep. And I'm like, okay, I guess I gotta get cleaned up. So I think of the only place that has a working shower that I can go to, which would be actually two places. One is Vic's apartment, so maybe we go there, but two would be the Pidgeot Envoy. So I think we'll go to the place that I still have a few days on, try and scrub away the horrors that I have seen.
You walk in to the lobby of the Pidgeot Envoy. And you're gonna head towards the
Pidgeot Envoy still gets me.
I know. You're walking towards the elevators to go up to your room, and the lady behind the counter, Mr. DeWitt, mm-hmm. She's like trying to wave you down.
I turn, I look at her. Tell me how she looks when she sees me.
She looks, I think she looks relieved to see you.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, I'll walk up. It's not often that I get this look.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Perfect. Well, why?
Yes. Well, I wanted to talk to you about the charges made to your room.
The what?
Well, they didn't... Austin did not waste any time throwing us under the bus on this one.
Yeah, because how the fuck are you going to pay for it?
Okay, I like to think in this exact moment, Violet and Vic are like walking from like another hotel event. Like, we're like having.
We've got like free swag from a conference we broke into, and we're just like.
We're like, we've truly bought it. And we're like, Vic, I think that's Lip over there at the check-in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. You guys look and see, and like the lady is like turning and looking, she's pointing at you guys. And she's basically telling Lip that they've charged all this stuff to his room.
Well, look, how much could it be? $5?
$5 is like $100.
Didn't fucking Skeetus give us like a 20 or something?
He gave you guys $10.
Okay, we have the money.
Well, by we, you mean Lip.
I turn back. Very slowly to
that as the a lady. Team.
Okay. I look for her name tag.
Sally.
Sally, thank you, Faith. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to slide the tenor across the desk to her. And I'm going to just... this should cover all of that, I hope it does. As well as anything else that gets charged to the room. But I need you to let all of the staff know that only me, Mr. Mikey J. Dewitt, can charge to the room. No one else.
Yes, of course, sir. I'm so sorry, sir.
Yes. If anyone else tries to, you have my permission to be forceful and violent if you need to.
We can call the NPCs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And was it just those two? Was anyone else?
Just those two.
Okay. Has anyone been coming around asking about me, by the way?
No.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Sally. I'm going to go now. And I want you to have the day that you deserve, Sally.
Thank you. You as well, Mr. DeWitt.
I walk away. I walk toward the elevator.
You're not even going to talk to your companions?
I walk to the elevator.
Tell me, like yeah. What do you think their sense would be looking at you? Like, you said you're dirty, obviously, but like, yeah, any like hints to your demeanor or anything like that?
Yeah, you see his shoulders are slumped. You see his eyes look glazed over. There's like a 1,000-yard stare in them. He is definitely kind of limping a little bit. It's more of dragging one foot behind him. And there's just like a little streak of like red, like dirt and clay, like that comes off his shoe. And yeah, he looks tired. This man hasn't slept in years. And you've only not seen him for a day.
There might be some faint blood spatter, by the way.
Or apparent.
I'm going to lean over to...
It might be mixed in with like the clay and all that, but I think there might be some blood spatter here.
I'm just going to lean over to Violet and be like, hey, I think we should bring him up a waffle. The continental breakfast is still up.
Vic, I was thinking the same thing.
Maybe a banana. I think he might need some potassium, too.
Maybe some whipped cream on the waffle. The potassium's important. He looks like he's really been through it. And I feel really bad, Vic, that we were charging his card while he was obviously going through so much wherever he was.
No. Violet, don't feel bad. We deserve this. Don't feel bad for it. Right. He deserves one, too, and he can have one, too. We all deserve one. Sure. It's okay. Mm-hmm. He would have done the same if he were in our shoes. I know he would have.
Mm-hmm.
I hit the floor in the elevator. I forget what floor we're on, but yeah.
Third floor.
I hit three.
You're up there, you're to the room.
Yeah, just like there's like a trail of clothes that I'm taking off as I'm making my way toward the shower. And it's definitely that scene where when I hop in, it like pans to the shower grate. And you just see like all the dirt and everything like pouring off of him.
Can I, real quick, I think... Doc was in the tub.
Oh, yes.
Did you leave him in the tub?
I left him in the tub to soak.
He was soaking.
Hold on. So there's it's all bath water right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I walk in.
Quack.
I look over at the bed. Quack. And there's it's obviously been slept in and not been turned since this morning.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you being sassy about someone else sleeping in the bed. I swear to God.
I've been. No, it's more of just like someone got to sleep last night.
Oh, okay.
I go to the bathroom. I open the door, and I see this lombre. Is that what?
Let me tell you how I think this plays out. Right.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. I think you come in and the water is pretty high, and you see the lily pad first. And you're like, yeah. Oh, it's dark.
And it's then, like steamy.
The arms come up over the edge and like pulls himself up and is like,
quick.
He's much bigger. He's much bigger than he was before.
Yeah, he's good 2 feet taller.
I don't even know how to like. I don't think I respond in a like in any kind of animate way. It's more of just like. I go over and I pull the plug on the bathwater. As it, I have to wait like 5 minutes for it to fully empty out so then I can start the shower. And the whole time, Doc is just looking at me and I'm just looking past Doc. Like,
Dude, Doc doesn't give a fuck. That's like his defining trait.
Yeah, Doc's just vibing, brother.
And yeah, I think once it's finished, I will pick Doc out of the tub.
Under his armpits.
Yeah.
Like a kid.
And I'll put him in the sink.
Nice.
And then I will walk over and get in the shower. Yeah. And then we have that scene. Buttons is somewhere trailing in the... what's Buttons' demeanor right now?
So last I left him in the taxi. He was kind of awkward, twiddling his thumbs because you were cross with him. So I think he's just not making a fuss and just been kind of following you silently.
Okay, good. So yeah, once the shower's over, I get out and I assume the rest of the guys are back
in
the room.
Yeah, do you guys come back up with the food and then you guys are just like waiting, waiting outside the bathroom, you hear the shower running.
So I would also like to say that the waffle has like two strawberries for eyes and a little whipped cream smile.
Yeah, I'm sorry, and chocolate sauce on the plate. We're sorry.
I look up at the food and look at them. I'm glad you're okay. How
I'm glad we're okay too, and we all hug.
We all had a very nice time. Hayo maybe killed two people, and I'm here. How was your day?
Also may have psychic ability, but Lip, you truly look like you have been going through it.
Yeah, I think I let him know. So, team, friends. I have to ask, Vic, did you run and follow us off the pier? Like, we were all running together and we jumped together?
No. I was, when you guys abandoned me while I was fighting Kenjamin and his dog.
Dog.
I don't remember it like that. For some reason, I remembered us running and then you turning away. For some reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is that I've put his dog in critical condition.
I don't know if that's good news, but after I came ashore, I went to the houseboat because I was like, you guys will show up.
Oh, the houseboat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were going to make it there, but we were sleepy.
Well, news. I don't know how to qualify it, but news. The guy's gone. Not dead, but like gone. Like he's no longer at the houseboat.
Not good.
So I thought, you know, I need to kind of get out of here in case he's still lurking. So I was going to go to our job with Skeetus. I don't know if you guys remember him.
I do. Skeetus.
Yeah.
Country with the Onyx.
Yeah. So I went out to see Skeetus. Things were pretty fine. You know, I show up. I see his ranch. I see his sister. His sister is nonstop, no matter what I do, giving me the fuck me eyes. I was really like, all right. Today's going to be a good day. Skeetus lets me know that the oil people keep poking around. And so I'm like, hey, you know, show me the layout of the grounds. I go around, I see stuff. One spot, I see a giant crater in the ground. It looks like something struck the ground pretty hard. They let me know, I think they said like a meteor strike or something like that. Or is that just what I intuited?
Yeah, basically a meteor strike.
Yeah, like a meteor strike hit out on Skeetus' farm.
Wait, like while you were there or that had already happened?
It already had happened and I was looking at the what was left. And I found a bunch of these tiny rocks and also I pulled them out. I don't know if you remember this, but I put them in my pocket.
Yep.
Because I said you never know when you might need some. And I pull out these tiny rocks. Like pocket rocks.
Can I take a look?
Yeah, please. I dumped them into her hand. And yeah, they're weird. So then I ask, you know, like where's all the commotion and hubbub happening from? And they point to a few areas, and I'm like, okay, so we know what we're gonna do tonight. We go back to the ranch house. We have a lovely dinner. His sister, again, giving me the fuck me eyes the whole time. She's like reaching her leg across the way, and I'm like, he's right.
Oh my
here.
Gosh, Lip.
Lip, you dog. I hope you dogged her raw.
You dog.
You dog.
And so I was like, yeah, we're getting somewhere. Things are turning up for your boy Lipsky. And then we, you know, we let the Pokemon out to play and whatnot. And then we heard a loud noise. Oh, strange noise?
You heard the wailing.
The wailing. And we're like, oh, fuck. We turn and see that the Pokemon are gone. Both Diddy, the Onix, as you said, and Buttons. And so, you know, me and Skeetus, we go out there to figure out what's going on, make sure the Pokemon are okay. Skeetus brings his fucking 12-gauge, or I think it was, rifle?
It's a rifle.
Rifle. He brings his rifle. And I'm like, okay, we got this. There's nothing to be afraid of, except it's dark. Along the way, I find a trench in the ground, and I think to myself, well, we found Diddy's trail. You know, he's a big ass Onix. If he's going around, he's going to leave some divots.
Sure.
I keep following it, and I start finding this, this liquid on the ground, and it makes perfect sense. The oil tycoons are out here trying to get oil. Diddy's dug some up. It smells metallic-y. I'm like, okay. And then I start finding mounds of flesh.
Oh.
Oh, you were smelling blood, weren't you?
It turns out it was blood the whole time. So I found these mounds of flesh. It looks to be about people size. If you had a person and then you mashed them into a meatball. And they had clothes belonging to the oil people, the oil tycoons, the people who kept coming out there and trying to spook Skeetus. I was like, well, that's fucked up. Where are the Pokemon? So we make our way back over to that big meteor strike crater kind of area. And along the way, I've been asking this whole time, hey, so like, Diddy's an Onix. He makes tunnels, right? He, like, goes underground and whatnot. Like, you'd think he'd find all this oil and whatnot. And he's like, yeah, you'd think so, but no. Also, like, it would probably make the ground really unstable if there's, like, just these mass tunnel networks.
Sure.
And about that time, things start slipping and shaking as we start to slide down this big hole.
And then what did you do after you were done with Skeetus' sister?
Yeah.
Thank you. Me and me, I go to high five Violet after that one.
No, Vic.
We kind of open our eyes, and I think we had a torch, thankfully. And by a torch, I mean a light switch, but it's the British version of saying a flashlight. So we use that torch to look around, and we're underground in a network of tunnels. We follow it to a big opening, and there is this large snake-like creature. It looks like an Onix, but it's not. It's now black, metal-y shine quality to it. It has this huge gemerald stuck into its forehead. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Onix doesn't have teeth. Steelix does have teeth. Steelix here, Diddy Steelix, had been munching up people and then spitting them back out into flesh globules onto the ground.
Oh my god.
And how do you know it was Diddy? Could have just been a rogue Steelix.
Well, because, don't worry. We knew it was Diddy because Skeetus was like, Diddy, my boy.
All right. That explains that.
That'll do it.
And then we try to, like, talk to the Diddy Steelix, like, hey, let's figure out, what if we take that gemerald off of your head? And Diddy Steelix was not feeling that. And so then we're like, all right, well, we're going to have to remove it. And Diddy was like, okay, I'm going to kill Skeetus now. And I was like, okay. That was, like, right in front of me, dude. I'm covered in his blood. And Steelix, again, with the teeth, is just like, ah, nah, 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 nah. going to town at it. As I'm on the ground watching this happen, and then he just like, bleh! And then flesh pile hits the ground wet. And I was like, oh, okay. And luckily the rifle didn't get eaten. So I pick up the rifle, and I don't know if you guys are aware, but I'm a crack aim. So I pulled up the gun.
Nope, this is news to me.
I pulled the trigger and I missed. But that was just because it was dark in there. The torch had gone askew.
Also, just real quick, I feel like bullets aren't effective against rock, but...
Well, we're trying to knock the Gemerald out of...
You're aiming for the Gemerald. I get you.
But that was just enough of a distraction for Buttons to sneak around the back and pull the Gemerald off. And Diddy Steelix comes back to himself, realizes what he's done. He looks over at the flesh globule of Skeetus and is remorseful, understandably so. And then we leave the tunnel, and I get to go back to Skeetus' sister and let her know, like, hey, so Diddy went crazy and killed a bunch of people, one of them being your brother. I think you should call the police. And she goes, we don't have a phone, remember? And I go, fuck. So we had to go to a neighboring farmstead to be able to ring the police. We do that. They come out. They question us. Diddy runs away into the night air. Like, what happened to Diddy? I don't actually remember that.
I don't know if you ever saw what happened to Diddy.
Diddy gets away.
Great. Oh, another missing, dangerous creature. That's fine. That's everything.
Yeah. Now we have two dangerous creatures on the loose.
And then, it kind of gets quiet, and I turn to Buttons, and I'm like, hey, so what happened? You guys were out playing in the field. And Buttons lets me know that, he found one of these Gemeralds and just decided it'd be cool if Diddy got to play with it, too. And so he had put it on Diddy, and then it turned him into Stilix Diddy. And I told him not to do that. Like, that's not cool.
Mm.
Did you hit him? I feel like you got it. You can't let that happen.
I did not, in fact, hit Button. But I told him off, and I gave him time out. And then I told Skeetus' sister that I would talk to her later because the night had been ruined.
Ooh.
And we left. And then I came back here, and I went back to the houseboat, and no one was there. And then I came here and got told that people had spent all my money using a spot.
Okay.
First of all, we earned that money together, all right? First of all, that's the only problem
Did you?
Well, the money you scammed out of Skeetus, we did.
I went and solved the problem. Skeetus is not going to have any more people coming trying to take his land.
Skeetus won't have anyone doing anything to him forever, actually.
Yeah.
Because of your Pokemon, by the way.
Where is Buttons right now?
I'll let Drew answer that one. That's fine. I was just going to say that he's probably like hiding somewhere.
He's like under the bed.
I'm going to go pick up Doc under the armpits and be like, you keep that thing away from Doc. Fucking hell.
You don't think Buttons... like, knew that that could happen, right? Surely.
I'm pretty positive he was aware that was a strong possibility.
Oh.
I don't know if he could, I don't want to give Buttons the foresight, right? He didn't think, Buttons wasn't aware that if he did this, it would lead to the chain of events of Skeetus' death, my horrific watching a man get ground to paste in front of me.
God, Lip.
But I do think he was like, oh, something fucky will happen. I do think that went through his mind. Now, I want you guys to be aware, ever since Buttons picked up that Gemerald and was forced to hold on to it for multiple hours, he has not been the same. And in fact, I would say he's had a alignment change in both his demeanor and mood.
Have you considered a leash?
No, I don't believe
we might want to.
Pokemon. I'm a free range kind of guy. But yeah, and so now I'm gonna eat this waffle, and then lay in that bed and then figure out what to do later.
You deserve it, Lip. You absolutely, I mean, you've just really been through it here. What else, you know, can Vic and I do for you?
Yeah, you know, what can Violet do for you?
All about the stress, all the stress and drama from this past 24 hours, definitely including the charges to the room. Forget that, all about it. Forget all about those things.
Just let me know if we get any notices from the Birmingham Ranch. I feel like we... so that was Skeetus's farm. So,
if Skeetus Birmingham.
Yeah. So if his sister reaches out, I want to be aware to. They said I might have to make more statements. I don't know. It turns out multiple people becoming flesh piles is not common.
Right.
I'm going to bend down and whisper to Doc and be like, you keep an eye on fucking Buttons for me, little buddy. All right. You don't touch anything he gives you.
Wham.
All right, they love that. Thank you, Doc.
Well, Lip, can I ask you? You said the Steelix had the gem rolled. What color was the Steelix?
It turned like a jet kind of. Well, it had like a matte finish. It was black. It was dark. We were also underground at night, so you know I wouldn't be the best judge of color other than black. That's all I could really see.
So, I think it's about time I share with you guys some things that I saw while I was with the soothsayer. And Violet's gonna go to her pack. She was journaling. She had journaled this on the boat ride back to Castilia. So a few things here. Some of these I'm still making sense of, but you talking about that black Steelix slip, I think there has to be a connection here. So let me just tell you. So some things that I saw with the soothsayer, I saw myself as a child chasing a butterfly through the woods. Odd. I also saw a woman who was holding me and she had violet eyes and long dark hair. Odd.
You don't know who that is?
No, I didn't recognize her. But she had... Austin, would it be say that there was some familiarity to her presence?
Sure. I mean, she was holding you, after all.
She was holding me. There was
now,
a bard.
I might know this from our spa day, sorry, but like, do you know your parents?
I didn't tell you all this.
Okay.
Oh. do I know my parents? Yes, I actually have a somewhat great relationship with my parents, although I need to contact them because,
okay,
you know, it's been quite a time. But yeah, I also saw a barred prison door, and through that door, there was this dome-shaped light on the wall and a bundle of fabric. Like I said, a lot of this doesn't still make sense to me, so I was hoping maybe if I just shared it with you, we could all... make sense.
Yeah, wait, what was this about the dome-shaped light on the prison wall?
A dome-shaped light on the wall and a bundle of fabric laying on the floor under it.
Weird, I don't know what that could be, because that sounds similar to what I went through, but...
Oh, really?
I mean, vaguely, I don't know what the bundle of fabric might be, because I don't... Maybe it was part of my daring escape.
I don't remember
that.
That
can't be it.
Vic, I don't remember that part of your story. Is
me
it
either.
Possible. Interesting. Okay. Well, Lip, this definitely sounds familiar. I also saw a large serpent-like creature made of black rocks. So.
That was Diddy.
I'm going to just jump in as Vic real quick and back. Sorry, what triggered this vision? Because I'm curious as to how you have some sort of future sight or current sight, maybe, thing.
I don't think I've really clued you guys into when I met Muna. Since then, I have been experiencing these vision-like occurrences. Nothing felt as strong as it did while I was in the woods. I was in the woods because the soothsayer I met, remember the soothsayer that Chuck and Lawrence had went to, said they would find a catch in the, okay. So I was in the woods and I saw this church on stilts. And anyways, long story short, I was under the lake. I got these visions. I saw that black serpent, that the serpent made of black rocks. And I think that is Diddy. I also saw a black obelisk in a large cavern with floating stones. And this is not the first time I've seen such a black obelisk. I have seen this in a vision before. So I think that this is a recurring thing that we need to pay attention to. Okay. And it seems like there's a lot of black obelisk references going on. So I think that is important. And then lastly, a white tower with a bell at the top and smoking ruins in a forest. So yeah, I got a lot in those visions. Okay. So I'm still parsing through. But I do think it is interesting that we have some connections in all of our
stories. Can you mention the bell tower again real quick?
Yeah. There was a white tower with a bell at the top. Why? Does that sound familiar?
And it was, I'm sorry, it was smoking? No, I'm just curious.
And there were some smoking ruins in a forest. So that's that. I hope you guys aren't gonna just completely ditch me now that you think, if you think I'm some sort of freak, but I think that this all means something to what's going on, and so I'm just gonna keep my journal and I will let you guys know if I get any more visions.
I'm sorry, so again, can you trigger these visions at will, or does it have to be like in a special cave?
So far, no. But yeah, no.
For what it's worth, also, I think, and I, you know, I don't know the words. I was heavily alluding to it, and I think I just want to make sure everyone's clear. The meteor was the Gemeralds. Like that whole cavern had a bunch of them in there. So these Gemeralds feel like they're from outer space.
Real quick, the shards you gave Violet, were they black?
Yeah, they look like pieces of one, like a gem flakes.
Because my mind is like, oh, it's pieces of a moonstone. I didn't really put that together.
But don't worry, I've been holding on to them in my pocket for overnight, and I haven't had a single itchy eye thought. So I think they're removed from the itchy eye syndrome that we got from the first one.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. Because you took the Gemerald from Diddy.
So I the me having itchy eye syndrome potentially, not the shard being
Yes.
I've only had a few itchy eye syndromes the whole time.
Okay, I
guess a bitch.
Yeah, I assume that's just allergies though from human body parts getting into the eye.
Sure.
So real quick, would Vic happen to have any memory of what the White Bell Tower might be, or is that a thing I can roll for even?
Yeah, so I don't remember if there's geography, but you could do history, potentially.
What? Oh, boy. Only if, are you sure I can't do law?
No.
Okay, well, I just have to beat a 5. Okay, so Austin, I'm going to spend 51 luck points. Just kidding, I'm not going to do that.
Sure. How much luck do you actually have?
49.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell.
Slam doink!
Got him.
Doink da doink.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Dab on him.
Thank you.
Love the dab. Okay, so I actually need to real quick check our dangling threads and see if there's, because unless I missed it and like I just fucking completely whited out for a second, I don't know if there's like a clear thread from her visions of where to go next off of that.
Well, I want to say I think we should really lean into your visions, because before this I wasn't a believer. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm now a man of the faith. When it comes to fate, simply because there was this man walking down the street, and we just so happened to stop him, talk to him, con him, and then set up a time to come back and meet.
Okay, first of all, don't say you just so happened to con him. You conned him, but
we kind of fell into the con. The con kind of figured itself
con
out.
Con made itself.
At the same time we did. And then it turns out he's linked to the general. So I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to give you a lot of power here, Violet. You let me know the next time you got one of these brain twitches, and I'm going to listen. If you're like, you got to get off the roller coaster, I'm pulling the safety bar out. Like, don't you worry. I'm gone.
And she's like, wait, no, that's what I saw.
I will do my best to be the most effective conduit of this energy, but please know I'm still figuring it out myself. And I just think this general, the story with Diddy, and it makes me think of the general that we saw trying to get into that Star U back, you know, in the sewers. Mm-hmm. I just think something is going on with these generals and we have to get to the bottom of it.
I want to, at some point, meet with Violet alone and mm-hmm. have a quick combo, a little powwow, if you will. Mm-hmm. Hey, Violet,
Yes? Yes, Lev?
Okay, so your Pokemon, Moon, mm-hmm. is like a psychic type, right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And you're a bit of like a psychic type now, right?
It appears that way, yes.
So I am a male in the 1930s. I don't believe in therapy, but what I do believe in is psychics.
Move it up 100 years and you're still probably correct.
Still there. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to need you to help me out with is at some point, I need us to have a psychic intervention on buttons. Because everyone knows the only way to deal with deep psychological issues is with witchcraft. So I think something's wrong with buttons, and I just haven't made a big stink about it because I'm really afraid I'll wake up one night and there'll be like a knife at my throat or something like that.
Oh, we can't have that.
Mm-mm. So I've been doing the gentle parenting thing right now. It's this new thing I'm making. Mm-hmm. And
wow,
it's
never.
Yeah, it's been working out really well. Like, I think I'm onto something here. It would be totally mm-hmm. a shame if I die before I got to spread this news onto expecting parents, but I really think that the Gemerald has fucked with Button's head, and now that I'm saying all this, I'm a little bit worried that I'm coming off completely sane in my own eyes, but to everyone else I'm crazy because the Gemerald has been fucking with my head. It's wild. Also, I need more Benadryl, so I'll be back. My eyes are fucking killing me.
Listen, you're not crazy. I think we have been going through it lately, okay? There's been a lot of unexplained things happening. I am actually in the process of crafting my own tarot deck. I'm hoping that it will offer me some insight into some situations or perhaps help me channel some of these visions. So here's what I can do. Once I have this deck finished, why don't we do a reading for buttons and see if that will provide us any context, any clues. But first, I think we all need to rest up after everything that's happened.
Agreed. Okay, I pound a bottle of Benadryl and then go lay in the bed.
Okay, so I guess my question is, do you guys intend to just take a day off and chill?
I intend to go to a vet, not a hospital. In order to heal some of my wounds.
What about a Poke Center?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a Poke Center instead of a hospital to heal some of my wounds. And then also, I want to see if I can figure out somewhere where I can charge my capture sphere.
I'm sorry, do we know what a capture sphere is, by the way? I meant to say that when you were explaining it.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, we do know what that is.
Yes.
I've never heard of that in my
innately
life.
No, sure.
Yeah, it is a sphere that captures Pokemon. You How throw so? It at them, and it captures them.
But why would you want to do that?
You know, in case you have some sort of evil creature spirit attacking you and you want to subdue it, it's pretty helpful.
Now, when you say capture, you mean like it throws like a net around them?
Kind of like an electrostatic field around them of sorts. That's so probably a little bit more dangerous. Painful than a net.
Yeah. You guys saw the cages on the boat. It's a similar idea. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. And so what do you intend to do with it?
I intend to throw it at a Pokemon if it's trying to kill me, like what happened the other day. So
Would it stop a Steelix by any chance?
Yeah, you need the jumbo size for that. I only have the medium size.
We should find the jumbo size, because I feel like I'm not really giving it enough credit here to see a man turn to a meatball in like 3 seconds in front of your eyes. It leaves something with you.
I can imagine.
So in my head, the one thing, there was a reason we wanted to go to the university. I don't know what it was.
That was from my train. Was it the university? Was the people I met on the train on my way to Castalia?
Yes. Wallace Kissinger was the guy that you met.
Wallace Kissinger.
He's an anthropology guy.
So yeah, I definitely think that Violet could instigate that as a way to let's find out some more information now that we all acknowledge that some crazy shit's happening. I think we need to
there's some sort of white emerald monster making black emerald problems.
Yes.
Sure. So you guys are heading to Castilla University?
Yeah, I think I'm going to just go to Violet and be like, look, we have a vaguely clear idea of what the fuck is going on with emeralds and monsters and all that jazz. And do you have access to the university library?
You know what? I actually do as part of my own participation at Stryton University, but also... Now that you say that, I remember I met this man on the train to Castalia. His name is Wallace Kissinger. And I vaguely remember some weird stuff happening on that train too, but I think it's about time we pay the university a visit.
Look, if there's weird shit happening to you, I think that's the thread we take at this point, because you seem to be some sort of magnet for weird shit. There's the North Pole, the South Pole, and the weird shit pole. And you're on the weird shit pole.
And y'all are a magnet for violence and pain and hurt and destruction, okay? So it's not just...
Well, I didn't mean it as a bad thing. I think it's a good thing you're on the weird shit pole.
Sure. Okay. Yes. Weird shit pole. Well, yes, I agree. I think we need to go get some information and talk to this Wallace Kissinger.
Agreed.
So you guys are going to head across town to Castalia University. You guys arrive on campus and they have a bunch of student housing on one end of campus. And then you go up this kind of steep hill. At the top of the hill, they have like all the lecture halls and stuff. Mm. And then on the opposite end of the lecture halls, you have the library.
Now... And dumb question, I should remember this. Yeah. Violet is a student from an entirely different school, right?
I am not a student. I am a TA, teaching assistant, an intern, okay?
Ah, unpaid.
Unpaid.
Very nice.
She's paid an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I'm paid an experience.
Okay.
As someone who just knows I'm about to give a lot of interns bitch work at my job soon. Okay. Yeah, you can file these by, dude, because I can't have you do anything else. Anyways. Okay, so now is there like a faculty office section? Because are we more worried about research or meeting Wallace?
That's a great question. I do want to say, by the way, that like security standards at this point in time, not super high. There's not going to be like campus police looking for non-students or anything like that.
No metal detectors.
So
to
like
walk in.
Violet not being a student is not really a huge deal.
Yeah, no. I mean, I was just curious if she knew the lay of the land or not, more or less.
Oh, no.
No. Fresh.
So we're all figuring it out together. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So again, yeah, that was my question. Are we going to bother Wallace first, or are we going to go read?
I think we should talk to Wallace first, and maybe he can provide us some direction.
Okay.
Sure. So you guys might need to like ask around for directions.
I was gonna say, is there like a staff directory?
Is there like a campus police I can ask for directions?
He has a disorder, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a problem.
Yeah, any student could tell you if you pass by one. I don't know that there's necessarily a campus map. I feel like it's kind of informal at this stage, but anybody could tell you where the anthropology department is. It's basically this kind of smallish three-story building. It doesn't look like a lecture hall or anything like that. It looks like a house.
Mm. Okay, and I'm looking around. Do I happen to see anyone who I recognize as Wallace Kissinger?
From out here, no, you don't.
Vic walks right in and goes to the nearest secretary and asks to see Wallace Kissinger.
Okay, I don't know that there's necessarily a secretary in this situation, but yeah.
Okay.
You walk in and it's kind of a more like open floor plan type of deal.
Oh, very progressive for the 1930s.
Sure. Well, they had to kind of reshape the house to accommodate like classrooms and stuff and lamps and all that.
Yeah. That figures.
The walls are like draped in these old like tapestries and fabrics that belong to the people of the Vale. I think Violet would know that, or at least surmise that.
The people of the what?
Of the Vale. Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
They were the native inhabitants of Unova before colonization.
Beautiful, beautiful, isn't it?
It truly is.
What is the people of the Vale doing in these tapestries?
It might be kind of hard to decipher. I think it's just like records of like family histories and stuff, and okay. Like myths and legends. I don't know that you'd be familiar with any of the stories. Like that's not your field, right?
Sure.
But I think that it would probably depict like maybe like heroic sagas from a previous era, basically.
Okay. So we're walking in, we see these tapestries. Are there any students? Are there any active classes happening, you said?
Sure. I think that there is. So it's like, I imagine the classroom setup is kind of like a big table in the center. And that would be where the instructor stands, and he shows these different objects and talks about history and all that. And then the desks are kind of arranged in a row around this central table. I just kind of visualize the scene where you guys walk in and Wallace Kissinger is standing there in the center of the room and he's engaging with a student one-on-one while other students sit at their desks and they're taking notes, that sort of thing. It doesn't look like he's like actively lecturing. It's more like he's actually just talking to this student about something, and then he keeps gesturing at the table in front of him.
Is he doing the backwards chair cool teacher thing?
I'm not 100% what you're talking about there, but he's standing he's standing with his back to the door.
I'm gonna nudge Vat, like, is that the guy? Is that he looks official?
I think so. Now on the table. What's on the table again? His box?
You see the box on the floor with the lid removed. Presumably whatever was in the box is on the table.
Yeah, I think that's him, Vic.
And is that the box you told us about on the train ride?
Violet's going to kind of peer and like, look, yep, that is the box. But it looks like whatever was in the box might be on
it's
the table.
Loose. Okay. Could you go talk to him? Because I don't know this guy.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
Okay, I'm going to go talk to him. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
I'm scared.
All right, Violet's going to walk up and say, Dr. Kissinger.
Yeah, he wheels around. He sees you, and I feel like he has maybe mixed emotions seeing you, because I think that your interaction before was really awkward, mm-hmm. right? Like, you guys exchanged pleasantries and then the weirdness of the situation, and then you ran off kind of in a panic.
Yeah.
And didn't really speak to him again.
Hi.
And I think he like masters himself and is just like, oh, Violet, was it? And he extends his hand to shake yours.
Yes, I can't believe you remember me, actually.
It was an unforgettable meeting.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? So, yeah, I'm here. These are my comrades here. Lip.
Victor Lane, Private Eye.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, he extends his hand to you as well. Wallace Kissinger.
I hardly know her.
Lip Lavender.
I don't know her either.
Nice to meet you both. I think he turns to his class. Let's pick back up on this next week. Class dismissed. The students all gather up their materials and start filing out of the classroom.
And, you know, I think Violet's going to look at the students and, you know, it just kind of hits her in that moment. Like, it may have only been a week, but it feels like a lifetime since she was back in the classroom. And she kind of gets a little nostalgia for this environment and misses the predictability of it all.
Yeah, like the students were younger than you before. Now they feel like kids almost. Just that yes. Experience gap that you've developed over the last few days.
Yes.
Yeah, and so you guys can see on the table there is this ornate mask. It's gold, and it has like parts of it are also made of jade. It's a very very fine craftsmanship.
So this is what was in that box, huh?
Quite right.
What exactly is it?
It's a burial mask.
It's a burial mask?
Leaders, important people in various tribes of the Valians, as we call them, they would bury them with these masks. It's fascinating. I see.
And so what's the significance of this particular mask?
Tallulah, as I hope you remember I call her. So far as we can tell, she was like a spiritual leader to her people.
In what way?
Records are kind of fuzzy. They don't like to share intimate aspects of their culture. But the legends say that they were able to perform great feats with their minds. It's incredible stuff, really.
With their minds?
Yes. They call it magic, but I say magic is just science we don't yet understand.
And what kind of great feats are we talking about here?
Reading minds, seeing the future, moving objects, things of that nature. We hear about those things depicted in the histories, but we don't know if they are fiction or reality.
I see.
Now, I can't imagine that you came here just to see Tallulah. What brings you here? And with your friends, no less.
Well, you would be correct about that, Doctor. But this is very insightful about this mask. So my friends and I here, we have been experiencing some pretty supernatural occurrences, I think we can all say. And
things have been more twisted than the tail of a spoink.
What he said. And so I thought if anyone might be able to give us some direction, perhaps our chance meeting on that train led us here to this moment.
Oh, that very well may be the case.
Do you have some time to maybe chat with us?
About my work? Always.
Okay, great. Is there perhaps somewhere a little more private we could chat?
Well, I believe this is relatively private. We can close the doors if you like. I don't anticipate any students coming by until much later. But
let's do so.
Sure. He'll close the doors. Is there something specific that you're looking for?
Lip. Rick.
Look, I'll cut to the chase here, right? There's some black emeralds. There's a white emerald monster. People are getting possessed. Pokemon are getting possessed. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. But I figure if someone knows... This is all starting to seem more and more connected with psychic powers and all this shit between the Valians, as you called them, and maybe you know something. I don't know.
Do I have the Gemerald with me?
Yeah, you have the Gemerald.
I pull it out and I put it on the desk. I say, don't touch it. It'll make your eyes itch.
But yeah, I think Kissinger, like, eyes it, and he's like, it doesn't look like any stone I've ever seen.
That's because it's not.
I've been on archaeological digs, but even when we go... well below. I don't see this. What is it?
We are colloquially calling it Gemerald because it looks like a Gemerald. But
I don't love the name, but We'll workshop.
And it instills chaos wherever it goes.
Yeah, and we believe it comes from the heavens, I say as I put my hand over.
Oh, it's a meteorite. It's
it is.
Extraterrestrial in nature. Fascinating. So.
And it seems like there's a group of people that want to somehow mesh these gemerald shards with Pokemon to devastating consequence.
What sort of people? What do you mean?
Bad ones.
We can only assume. Lip, tell them about the Steelix.
Oh, yeah. There was this Steelix, right? He was an Onyx at first. And then he got this gemerald placed onto the crown of his head, and he evolved into a Steelix of dark rock and stone. And then lost himself and killed his owner in front of me.
And there was also a man trying to embed a gemerald into a Staryu that he just seemed very intent on doing so. I think I want to say that he was saying it was going to be some beacon or some, you know, conduit of energy of sorts. I'm not sure. It sounds nefarious, Doctor. Professor.
Okay. You said...
Professor Tucker.
I'm not a professor. I work at a museum, but I'm just guest lecturing this week while I'm in town.
Sorry,
Dr. You said people, like it's not just one or two people acting alone. They're acting in concert, like some kind of organization, or
100%. I would say an evil cabal, really.
How deep does it go? How many are there?
I think we're still figuring that out.
How many would I say? There's dozens of us.
Dozens.
Well, how would they identify each other? What do you mean?
Oh.
Yeah, there's some sort of like circle and a diamond symbol, right? Is that right?
You specifically drew it after you saw it down in the sewer.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually do have it. I see it right now. Yeah.
It's this symbol here, and I draw it on the blackboard. The whiteboard.
It would be a blackboard. Yeah. He's like, oh, this, I think I've seen it before.
What? Where?
Really?
Huh?
I think we need to take a trip to the library.
To the library.
To the library.
He heads to the library. It's a pretty big one. And he walks in, and you guys walk through, like... the air quotes public library that's for like regular students to access, and then he takes you guys back to what is basically like a restricted section. You know, professors, researchers, specific students like TAs, maybe something like that, that could access that, because some of the books are valuable, difficult to replace, that sort of thing. Not necessarily that the knowledge is restricted.
Are you saying people steal books?
And deface them in college, 100%.
Hooligans, I tell you.
Yeah, I know. I used to take a fat shit in the middle of a book and then slam the bookends shut and just put it and return it.
I wish that I could say that that's definitely something Alex wouldn't do, but I can't say that definitively. So.
I wouldn't do that. Jesus Christ.
You've told us more outlandish things than that, I'm pretty sure.
I have not. The outlandish things you were in the privacy of my home, first of all.
I don't know if you'll ever beat cream tugging. Like,
yeah, yeah. So you guys walk through the library. There are students gathered at tables, flipping through books, working together, doing like study stuff. I think you see like there's like these big windows that let light into the library, and you see like this little purple cat-like Pokemon curled up in the sunbeams with his little split tail curled up around it.
Who's that Pokemon?
He starts like scanning the shelves looking for it, and he's like, it should be around here somewhere. Help me look. You guys are going to give me a library use check.
Let's fucking go. I got a 20 at that. Which is
if you guys all fail, he'll find it and make you look stupid.
Failed it big time.
Failed it. 36. I needed a 20.
71.
Ooh, I'm not familiar with this library, let me tell you.
I let him.
This
know.
One uses the Dewey Decimal System, which just got invented, and we're like really fucking confused.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get you guys some skill checks in so you can.
Learn. Yeah, and I really glad they're used. I could have done, but
I let him know it doesn't exist.
Yeah. So he pulls out. He's like, he starts flipping through. He's like, ah, here it is. Here it is. And he's like flipping through, moving his finger down the page, looking to read. And he shows you guys the page, and it has this same diamond with a circle in it. It's oriented vertically.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yes, the symbol is an eye set vertically.
The eye of what?
He's reading along. Yes, it seems like in ancient history there was this something like a doomsday cult of some kind. And they wanted to usher in an era where there is only one light. It says here, light belonged to one being. They refer to as the light thief. And they refer to themselves as the Black Prism.